Hello to everyone, all of you listening. May God bless you. A brotherly hug to you all in the Lord. Today's topic is I love you, O Lord. And to speak a little bit about love, especially
for people who are newer to church
or those who have not had the opportunity to read the Bible or who have beginning to listen to all these reflections and sermons, the Bible states in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 1. It's speaking about, or it states here, though I speak, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal, meaning in the end you're nothing. Just because you speak tongues of men and of angels. It also states, and though I have the gift of prophecy, meaning if you serve God, for those of you who have already been in a church for some time and understand all mysteries. But what mysteries? The mysteries of God. What God? This God we have, a living, powerful God. And all knowledge, meaning you understand the doctrine, you understand and you know the commandments, the ordinances, the statutes, the decrees. Because perhaps you've read the Bible once or twice or 5, 10 times. It also states, and though I have all faith, imagine if you have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, the Bible states, I am nothing. So imagine having so much faith, being able to trust in God, to be able to cry out to God and say to this mountain to move to another place, and it moves. But the Bible states, and our God teaches through this written word, that if you don't have love, then that faith means nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. So notice that no matter how many sacrifices you make, no matter how much you show, no matter what you do, materially speaking, because you gave all of your belongings away, because you gave them to everyone else, and you gave up your body to be burned, but you have not love, then it profits you nothing. It also states in verse number 4, love suffers long. It suffers long, but why? Because when you love, you bear all things, or you endure all things. That's why it states that love suffers long. But what does it suffer? What does it endure? If we're talking about spiritual things regarding God, we must begin to fight so that our flesh doesn't overcome us or entice us to go against God. That is why we can do all things, but all things are not helpful. Notice how many during this time at the end of the year with their family members, they want to spend time with them and hug them. And you can celebrate the end of the year with them and the dinner. Perhaps you can drink some wine. The problem is you can't get drunk. The problem is that perhaps your family members are going to want to celebrate holidays such as the Nativity of Jesus, knowing that Christ was not born on the 25th, knowing that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Christ simply became man to abolish a law and to give us a new covenant. It also states that love is kind. Love does not envy. So it begins to describe this to us. A person who who does not envy is because they begin to have love. They do not envy their neighbor. Instead, they get happy with whatever blessings others receive. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It's not that, oh, I have and you don't have. Oh, God has given me so much and God blesses me and not you. That's why in the end, in verse number 5, we have this phrase, which is the one that many people have difficulty understanding. Does not behave rudely. What does that mean? When we have love and we're going to say to God, God, I love you, or I love you, O Lord, as is the title of today's reflection, then that's because you don't behave rudely. You don't do anything wrong. But how can you do this? How do you not behave rudely? You need to know His doctrine, His gospel. I must, yes, read the Bible, make time for it. But how do you read the Bible? You must make time for it. So that it's only the Bible, you, and God in that moment. Not watching TV and reading the Bible. Not listening to music and reading the Bible. You must make that time just out of reverence towards God, out of respect to God. Because it even states here, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. When we love, we give in, we devote ourselves to others. We want to give the best that we have to the other person that we love. How can we not give the best that we have to God? It also states, is not provoked, thinks no evil, or holds no grudge. And why? Because you're not provoked. Because as we love God, we understand His will. And His will is good, is perfect. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Because God is righteous. God wants you and I to be righteous in everything that we do. God wants you and I to do things right. Always thinking about doing good to our neighbor. So that is what it states here. It also states in verse 7, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. But why? Because you love. Notice, brothers and sisters, that we love God so much that we've been, I don't know, 9-10 months during this the scourge of this pandemic, where we had to reinvent ourselves, adapt ourselves. But we cannot complain. We simply know that God is good, that God is righteous. And if God wanted to give humanity this whip, this punishment, to show that He is powerful, and that no matter if we're in the 21st century filled with technology and globalization, that we must submit to Him and humble ourselves before Him, cry out to Him, pray to Him. And then, so then let us go to Psalm 18, verse number 1. In Psalm 18, verse number 1, it states, I will love you, O Lord. But take a look at this expression. So in order for me to say to God, I love you, I mean, what is love? That's what it means, is to not sin. That's why that feeling that is born towards the things of God motivates me to not do anything wrong, but to want to please Him. Why? Because we desire to share a life in common with whom? With our Father, our Creator, with God. That is why when we say to him, I love you, O Lord, it can't just be with our words. It needs to be accompanied with deeds, works. For that feeling of love, when you say to God, Lord, look what I was before. Look at the transformation that I have received for loving you. Look at the transformation that I have received for valuing your word, your gospel. Look at what I was and look at what I am now. But why have I changed? Why do I feel different? Because I began to love you. Because I love you, O Lord. How beautiful that whenever you hear this reflection, from the deepest part of your heart, that word may come out and have that effect. But an effect where? In your mind, in your conscience. And you may be able to tell him, I love you, O Lord. And I love you, but that's because you feel it inside, because you want to please God, because you want to abandon that old man, sin, lust, because you have learned those ordinances, statutes, decrees, because you want to do the will of God. And that is why you tell him, I love you, O Lord. And it says here, my strength. And that's why I love him. That's why we love God, because he is our strength. Because he motivates us to continue moving forward, because we await in him, because by his hand we will triumph, because by trusting in God, all of this will end soon. This pandemic will end and we will continue moving forward. But who has upheld me? God. That is why he is my strength. And that is why I love you, O Lord, because he is my strength. And it also states here in verse number 2, the Lord is my rock, meaning I love you because you are my rock. I have found that foundation in you because you are that rock of power, Christ, his gospel, who has helped me to continue onward. And with that rock who is Christ, I am going to be able to overcome all of my anguishes, all of my difficulties. And that is why I love you, O Lord. I love you, O God. Because he has been my rock, my strength. And it states, and my fortress. Imagine that. My fortress, my. There we live. In a fortress with God protecting us. In as much as you love him, in as much as God becomes your fortress, you're going to be in a fortress where God is going to provide for us, where God is going to give us everything and bless us in every aspect. Because he is my fortress and my deliverer. How can we not tell him, I love you, O Lord, if you are my deliverer? If you have delivered me from all of those bonds, of all of those customs that we had from the past, you have delivered me from the claws of the enemy, of the devil. And you have given me that freedom to love you, to follow you, to value you. Because you are my deliverer. And you have delivered me from evil. You have protected me. That is why you are my fortress. You are my strength. So how could we not tell him, I love you, O Lord? And it states, my God. Because he's my God. He's mine. But this God belongs to all of us. But he's my God. Is for each and every one of us. And it states my strength. But why? Because I love you, O Lord. Because you are my strength. Because you give me victory in everything. That God of hope. You are that God who strengthens me to continue onward. No matter how many difficult and worrisome situations we live, you strengthen me. you give me victory. But who does God strengthen? Who does he give victory to? It states here, in whom I will trust. Yes, we trust in this God, in this living and powerful God. In him I will trust, in his doctrine, in his gospel, in his promises. In all of these sermons that we have been receiving of how to please him, how to truly know him, because I will trust in him. And when we love and trust in someone, you devote yourself to that person. And how can we not devote ourselves to God? With our minds, with our bodies, with the way we live, how can we not express him and tell him, I love you, O Lord. Look at who I was. Look at who I am now. I've trusted in your word. I have trusted in your promises. I have trusted in your gospel because you are my rock, because you are my fortress, because you are my strength, because Lord, you are my deliverer. And that is why I trust in you. And I know that by your hand, I will have victory in everything. And that's why afterwards it states my shield. The Lord, my God, he's my shield. That's why I love you, O Lord, because you are my shield. You protect me. You protect me from the darts of the enemy, of all this witchcraft and evil that's in the world, because you are my shield. Because I learned to trust in you, and I know that you have the power to protect me and to give me victory. That is why I love you, O Lord. And it also states, and the horn of my salvation. Because aside from the fact that he gives us that strength to protect us from different situations that we go through on a daily basis, it states, the horn of my salvation. Because that must be our driving force and the reason we live daily to attain eternal life. That is the great gift of God. That is the great gift of God. Why did God bring us here and allow us to know his gospel, his doctrine? Why did God protect his book called the Bible so much? So that you may know of him, so that you may learn about him, so that you may know that there is eternal life. For whom? For those who truly love God, those who have stopped sinning, those for whom God has truly become their rock, their fortress, their strength, their deliverer, our deliverer. It states, my stronghold. That is what God is for us too. When we trust in him, when we truly devote ourselves to him, he becomes our stronghold up high, because it's difficult to reach that place, but that's why it states my stronghold. And by the hand of God, we will have victory in everything, brothers and sisters. That is why let us love him, and let that be born from the deepest part of your heart. This phrase saying, I love you, O Lord, my stronghold, the horn of my salvation, my shield, in you I trust, my strength, my deliverer, my rock, my fortress, my strength. Why? Because I love you, O Lord. It states, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. And how can we not call upon the Lord? And when can I call upon the Lord? When I have believed, when I have trusted in him. When we know that we truly love for him and because of him, because blessed is our God. That is why I know that he lives and he exists, and that is why I can call upon the Lord. But what God? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a God of power, a God who is worthy of being greatly praised. And how can we not praise God? It says here, who is worthy to be praised. Well, yes, I love you, O Lord, and that is why I praise you and I exalt you. That's why I tell you that you are the greatest, most wonderful and amazing being that exists. because you are my everything, O Lord, because I love you, because I have fallen in love with you, because you mesmerized me, because you captivated me, and that is why I strive to please you every day of my life. So shall I be saved from my enemies, and that is what God does. He saves us daily from all the evil that exists in the world, because by the hand of God, we will obtain victory. That is why, what a beautiful phrase. I love you, O Lord. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, and let's say, Lord of glory, good Father, extend your powerful hand, blessing us all, healing us, delivering us. Destroy this pandemic soon, O Lord, or allow these vaccines to work that they're coming out with nowadays. If that is what you're pleased with, let it be, and let it be distributed throughout the world, O Lord, and reach everyone. That's how your gospel should also be, like that vaccine that may reach the heart of each and every one of us, so that we may truly love you, O Lord, that your word may continue being powerful in our souls and our lives. Bless us materially. Bless us in our love life. Help us so that we may have a lot of love and communication in our homes, in the financial part, O Lord, that we may be able to manage whatever little or much money we receive. But also I pray for our sister Maria Luisa, that you may continue blessing her, protecting her, and filling her with your presence, O Lord. And today I beg you, deliverance for all, blessings for all. And Lord, let it be you blessing your church worldwide, and bless us all in the name of Christ. Amen and amen. Until the next time, brothers and sisters, may God bless you and may God protect you.
And a big hug to you all.